Mimi,
recognizing you.
Great.
Well, one thing I just, you know, people operating in a context, and the idea that 50% means anything, 50% of nothing is nothing. The fact of the matter is it's a complete dissolution of a vote and a dilution of it. If you're talking about 50% of the 18 constituencies, just for example, that were developed by us, you've got nothing. You're talking about Chicanos, Asia Pacific, Native Americans,
The discussion right now is not that. It just
Miguel, do me a favor.
Yeah, you but you're out of order, Mimi.
You called on her. We're speaking on the issue. Let her speak.
We haven't gone to the diversity requirement yet.
I am not talking about that except in the context of what we need to do. Because all of this is about the diversity, quote-unquote, requirement, which is an awfully objectionable phrase.
Right, I mean, but that's not the issue right now. That's what I'm saying.
The issue is what the labs need to do.
Right.
And the issue and controversy of the labs stems from the question of input, involvement, racism, a history in this country, a history in the network, etc. That's the core issue, and that's the trouble spot. And our lab has been at the forefront of calling that to the forefront. And there is, and it's directly pertinent and relevant, combining the different groupings within this country who have been oppressed into 150% means that you've diluted their vote and they have no influence because you have 50% Caucasian white supremacist domination. And that is the core of the issue and the problem. And within that, there's not even a clue that it's an ideologically sophisticated grouping, but we'll forget about the issue of class bias and sensitivity.
But that's fine, Mimi. And what you're going to change the other lab mind?
Yes, that's the issue. Mary and I can fence myself quite nicely.
Well, I don't
so what I would like to say, since everybody else has had their long, prolonged
I would say that. Everybody got to this philosophical piece.
Is so. What I would like to do is I think it is not through Miguel, it is not through the Council of Chairs, and it is definitely not through the IPBN, with all due respect to whatever the deliberations and ideological differences are with some of us. The fact of the matter is what we need to do is, yes, I think we can change people's mind, and I think we need to raise the issue on a one-to-one. And I think we need to make the commitment to get together before the January board date to discuss out these issues and what the feelings and the concerns of the majority of this board has been, not through a conference call, etc.
You know what the problem with you is? That when somebody's not agreed, you're trying to exclude it? Is that what you're trying to say here?
What I'm trying to say is that the actual members of the board, whomever they do or don't represent, which is mostly...
It's not a problem of a person of color. It's a problem that a person of color is
Miguel,
not agree with you.
From
so you say...
When,
no, you are not even here.
You're
not
even
here.
There is nothing that is done with sufficient organization here that anything is out of order. But there is nothing... If we're talking about developing an agreement and a sense of what needs to happen with the other labs. What I am proposing, if you open your ears, is that the only way of doing this is meeting in advance with as many of those members as possible to advance a position that is principled, that is not retrograde, that is not taking us back 15 years on questions of affirmative action, which do not set as their principle a base ratio of 50% of a conglomerate of all the oppressed groups within this country, which is unacceptable.
Right.
And so that we should make the call, regardless of whom else does, those of us on this board who support that, and I hope all of us would, to meet a day or two in advance to have a much more developed and thoughtful discussion, again, because nothing is written in stone. I don't care what Carol said, and there were no lawyers, and I am a damn lawyer, and the lawyers can be the most bureaucratic, entrenched, backward grouping. But then it's nonsense to tell us that we don't have the right to have a degree of decentralization. I'm not talking about total autonomy. I'm talking about decentralization that comports with the reality of the New York population and the ideology of the progressive population of oppressed people. And that's what I think we should do, and I'd like to make a motion that we make up our minds to structure that meeting, call for it in a couple of days in advance, and also bring a broader sector of the community. When we were effective, we were organizing, and we haven't been able to apply our efforts to really doing the organizing that we did when we wanted to take this station back. And that's what we need to do, yes, to convince people that there is a much more progressive and advanced structure that we can come up with, and a much more inclusive one for the labs to work on, to restructure the bylaws and the character and principles of this network. So I do, right, just like to make, right, a recommendation.
A second. Right. We only have 2 weeks.
Yes. Anthony.
Okay,
Ray. I just want to say for the record that addressing what Marion said specifically, I understand that Fred was out of order because at that point there was a demand that the lab chairs address a specific point, and that as such, that's why Fred was not allowed to speak. So that was my position on that. Now, I also understand that Leslie specifically mentioned that. That no group was excluded, but that her wish was that we didn't begin from the very beginning. Now, we have the right to agree or disagree, but that was the position, that we didn't start as though there had been no position, you know, no vote taken. That being said, I didn't take part in that meeting because I felt I already have one forum. I was not going to necessarily trust myself in another one. But I assume from what Anthony said that people apparently overreacted based on what Leslie's instructions were and took them as absolute directives, but in spite of that, the process moved forward anyway.
Well, we struggled in there.
Okay, so then, in a way, I don't see any contradiction that we use the process where it reached now. Because I agree with Mimi, but I still think that it has to be that process has to take place within a real world, meaning that we're aiming at having a consensus, and I don't agree with Miguel, for example, that because our positions are different, that somehow we doing something in the wild by ourselves. If you look at the resolution passed, all the resolutions have very, very strong differences. For example, in spite of the national board adopting a 1/4 requirement for the presence of the staff, the Berkeley lab maintained they wanted 1/3 of them, which is a very strong number. The Berkeley PFK lab said they didn't want any staff person at all.
That's right.
There were none. And Berkeley said they wanted 1/3. Our KPFT said they didn't want any requirement in terms of diversity. So to me, there is enough difference. Although I agree there's a consensus there, there's enough difference that I reject the notion that somehow because our position is different, that is some kind of, you know, stepchild, you know, bystander, anomaly, yes.
Yeah.
So what I'm suggesting, though, is that we move along whatever line consensus that maybe Anthony can guide us has been achieved within the discussion that was taking place, where we had a presence and the position of the other two groups was also there.
Anthony, if I may just ask a little bit of a question, I'm not engaging in a discussion. When it says, you know, we're clear what 50% women is, but when it says 50% people of color in the old bylaw, is that a euphemism for black people?
Of course not.
No, it's not. Latinos.
I mean, no, I'm talking about the one 20 years ago. 20 years ago.
It's non-white.
20 years ago.
Non-white.
It didn't say that. It said people of color.
Well, that means non-white.
Do you want me to
answer the question?
Yes.
I don't know what the people wrote it thought.
Oh, I see that.
My interpretation is that it is every various constituencies within people of color. It's not only African Americans or people of African descent.
Okay.
But right. I wasn't involved in writing that for
Anthony. Anthony.
Yeah. There's an agenda. There's an agenda item to talk about how this lab would. Excuse me. There's an agenda item to talk about how this lab would interact with the other labs. And I think that the points of view and positions of this lab ought to be discussed here and conveyed to the other labs. And hopefully that can be done in a constructive way. To me, the negative element of people trying to become, you know, pragmatists rather than looking in a very flexible way at what various people have to contribute is that they just liquidate issues rather than air them out. And airing them out may take a bit more time, or it may not, but it's certainly in the long run is the much more principled and more solid way for all of us as a community to go forward. And I felt that it is still possible for a variety of issues to be raised, particularly on the question of representation of various communities. It was, and I mentioned this, I can't underscore how strongly some of those people who were in the meeting from other labs expressed the view that there should be that kind of representation, much to the chagrin of some of you here and much to the support of the model that we proposed. The problem that they had was that in their particular local communities, they said that it wasn't clear to them how that might be resolved. That is relevant for two reasons. One is that we might be able to discuss alternatives that don't necessarily strongly support Houston's point of view, but may really get closer to what, beyond some numbers, is really Los Angeles' point of view, and there might be a different consensus reached. The other issue is that they would respect a lot more the positions that we've taken, I believe, if there was actually a discussion in practical terms on a variety of the issues. So I felt that by taking that issue in the minds of some of the people off the table, that was a major flaw and a major issue why we take issue with how that charge was made.
Sorry, okay. I just want to mention that we have...
Can we hear it again?
Could you give the motion succinctly?
The motion is that we do an outreach to other LABs before the next national board meeting to discuss these very points and try to come to a more pronounced understanding and way of functioning towards the end of the elections and the ultimate passage of the bylaws.
I second. I second that, because on the floor there's an agenda in which we're talking about the formulation of a committee. To me, this is not in contradiction with it, but right. Since the motion is being presented now, I'm seconding.
Okay, it's been moved and properly seconded.
I think I had something. Sure. It may be for the January 5th time frame that was given, or the January 31st time on the board meeting.
Well, I assume that it's going to be possible the January 5th, so unfortunately the January 31st.
Okay. Let me just ask for a friendly amendment. The point was, I think before you came in, Mimi, we have an agenda item that talks about the liaison issue, and we just felt that was an important issue in general, including between now and the 5th, or whenever. In other words, the discussion conversation needs to begin at a minimum with respect to the issues that were developed by that committee, meaning by that group of labs that met, but also it could include other things. So my amendment would be that we simply attempt to begin a discussion of views here prior to
the meeting.
January, February IPNB meeting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Point of information. Isn't there, through the discussion of the value slabs, is there really some kind of mechanism to allow for such an exchange?
Well, that was part of, I think, what was going to come out in this discussion. Since the meeting in D.C., in which I, you know, attempted to contribute a goodly amount to, there have not been any formal discussions. I've written also to our lab with respect to some of the issues and ideas, and I haven't gotten any formal feedback in that way either. So that was one of the reasons why I came here today with a motion, because if there is some mechanism, it hasn't included those of us who constituted a majority with respect to models. And so I really don't know. Perhaps Miguel or some other person is known.
I think that the situation with that will be in general that some of the labs already got their position they come out with it. There's other positions that they can go in either way, and I spread that before. So, and 10 of those issues. I think that, that if we look at some of those issues that we got here, I would try to recommend that we take a look what is the, what again, the most controversial in terms of being supported already by other labs. And we just take a look at the issue and get it out of the way. If we are not agree, if people want something different, the lab can go ahead. The problem that I see right now is in terms of this for some people in this lab, they can take the approach that they're trying to, instead of taking the approach to negotiate with some people and take a look into the dynamic, people just trying to, and I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but what I hear in here is like if those people are behind the time and blah, 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 this lab don't represent anybody or represent this ethnic group, but I don't know how that going to change the people's mind, and I don't see that. I mean, look, if you want to vote that I don't represent the lab, I mean, go ahead. I have my position, and I'm telling you, it won't help.
Can I interrupt you a minute? I asked a question specifically in terms of Mimi's motion, and I wanted to know if there was already an existing mechanism that would allow, because to me there's no exchange, we're doing it getting anywhere.
But right, so those Mimi's issues,
so Anthony says he has not heard about anything, so as okay. Lab chair, maybe if you haven't heard about anything, then I strongly support what Mimi is suggesting,
but let me
initiate the process of communication.
But let me explain something to you. Those issues have been around for some time. Some of those labs already have a position about it. They are a little bit flexible in kind of open to some negotiation. What I see here is a tight idea here. They're trying to pretend that go into the national board meeting or trying to meet with the other labs that will help and accusing some people for whatever things, which in people might. And to me, right, that approach, and I'm trying to just recommend the lab that we should have an open mind and negotiate some of those issues that we may have a chance to get some support from the other labs, okay? And the discussion here is about items, okay? And some people are already come out with some position in terms of those items. Some of those other items are not really important to them, that they don't care to support it or not to support it because they leave those items for negotiation with other labs. That's what I'm trying to say here. And I want the people to, again, be a little bit flexible in the way that they're addressing the issues here. So it seems to me that people here, and I feel a little bit uncomfortable because the idea is like not to replace me because they think that they can do better negotiation. But the news is, you're wrong. You're going nowhere and trying to impose all the New York position to other people because they want to.
I didn't hear that though. But I'm sorry.
I'm hearing that.
Well, okay. I think you're extrapolating.
Okay.
I think there's a motion. Do you accept his?
I accept it and feel really an urgency to respond. The fact that people have ideological positions, the fact that political people engage in debate or dialogue or there's a dialectic, is not about failing to negotiate.
I think it is.
Well, you do, but many of us don't. And I spend my life negotiating on a day-to-day basis. Talking on a one-on-one to other members of the lab, and not merely a chair, which I do respect, that's not the issue, but having a direct communication so we can explain who we are, why we want the positions we do. It's healthy, it's valuable, it's the most important national dialogue, and the actual only national dialogue that has really taken place in this network in decades of this network existence. It is healthy, it is meaningful, it is constructive. And so it is not about you, it is not about me or any one other person. It's about people advocating with principle and with dignity, positions that are heartfelt and politically reasoned. And that's what we are going to be doing. And we need to do it with each other, with as many people from those vehicles of representation as we can get. And that's what hasn't happened in a long time. And I'm not berating us because it hasn't, because people are understandably busy with many things in their personal and political lives at this time. But that's what I think we need to do. So it's not about negating a representative. It's about affirming the broader group of people engaging across those borders in a more pronounced dialogue than we've had an opportunity to do at the IPBN meeting, and that we've had an opportunity to do as a whole, because there have been very few representatives of any of those labs that have been able to come to the national meeting. So I think this is about working harder to get together, to look at and speak with each other and see what emerges out of that. And I heard Patty say we've done it before. Yes, we have, and that's good and it's healthy, and we should continue to do it.
Andy,
so what is the modified version of the motion?
All I got was the motion to do outreach to other labs before the IPNB January 31st meeting about positions of WBAI.
And
that's
and
my
fully
short version. I couldn't keep up with the speed of your cadence.
Okay.
Could I speak? Yeah.
And Anthony made this suggestion that it be done within the context of the dialogue that took place in Washington.
Or a continuation of the dialogue.
Well, yeah, about this dialogue, we've been in dialogue since March. The bylaws committees were created, five in the five areas. The national committee with a representative of the national committee. In fact, two IPNB members from this station were co-chairs, attended all of the 20-plus meetings. There was feedback. There was interaction going on all summer, all fall. In the meantime, there were various listservs created. There was specifically a listserv created for lab members, only lab members.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen no other member other than myself post on that lab listserv from this.
And some of us never will, by the way, on the Fitzgerald listserv.
I'm talking about the listserv.
But it's not the only method of communication.
Could I finish? I'm talking about a listserv for lab members only. It only has lab members. If you send something to that, it will only be read by lab members. I have posted to it. Other people have posted to it. Nobody from this station area. I will continue posting to it. And I urge people to post. Use the internet. People cannot go to these meetings. We cannot fly nilly-willy to Los Angeles, to Houston, to D.C. We have been in discussion. People have been devoting hours and hours, days and weeks over the last 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
It is the 11th hour. Leslie has been impressing on us the urgency, the need, the legal implications that by January the 5th certain things have to happen. Now we're discussing as if we're starting all over from scratch.
Well, conference calls. I don't know what the problem is.
There are no legal implications.
Sorry, Andy, I missed what you said in the last thing.
What? That to me it sounds like we're 9 months in the past and we're talking about, oh, let's start this whole dialogue all over. There has been extensive dialogue throughout the network for the last 9 months. The issues that are supported by the majority of this board have had a chance to be aired, and I wish people would air them better. For example, on that listserv I mentioned, you can contact lab members of K, of A, of T in ways that you cannot otherwise. You can call them, there are phone numbers available. This dialogue should and always should be happening. To speak now as if this is something new is to my mind really beside the point. We have these, you know, various items here that we should be considering. I think this whole idea of, you know,
yes,
dialoguing with other labs is really redundant at this stage. We should do it naturally. It should be part of the you know, this I'm going to put on the web. This should be reading material. We should circulate it to other labs, right? No one is against promulgating, you know, opinions between labs. But to speak in the way we're speaking of it tonight sounds to me retrograde.
There's a resolution on the floor. Okay.
But I would suggest that what Andy's saying is true. I mean, if I remember what happened, I don't know if I posted to that particular listserv, but I was very much aware of it. What I think technically happened is that Carol Spooner took it upon herself as somebody who was chair of the bylaws committee on the national board, but also a lab member, to create a national listserv for lab members. She sent one email to all lab members for whom she had addresses, and you were supposed to click on it and respond. So if you miss that particular email and you're in part of general discussion, you
No,
some people are not even aware of it.
I sent that email at least three times to this lab.
But forgive me, some of us think that emails for discussions like this have a function at times they're disaffecting and alienating and don't in any way communicate the full nature of the issue and facilitate communication. So that's very nice that there's a listserv, but that to me doesn't in any way deal with the issue of the need for that human communication. And the fact of the matter is the majority of labs did get together when they sought to reclaim the station. And this issue is every bit as important, and it is culminating now, and it's fine that it's the 11th or the 12th hour, or that they stop the clock when necessary. We have no deadlines other than what we set for ourselves. It's a healthy, it's an important debate, the most important that's going on
right.
in this country to build any movement.
So I'm talking about. You can even bring people to this meeting, maybe.
Okay. All I was suggesting is that as
know,
part of the dialogue.
I don't debate you. You debate yourself.
But you've been standing.
You have been baiting and debating yourself, and it's a sad thing. But in any event, I'm talking about being with moving to other people, and there's a motion on the table, Miguel.
All I was suggesting is that we incorporate. That's not the sole method of communication. To reach all the lab members.
As a matter of fact, it would be good if most of the email list disappeared.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay, are you moving forward?
No. Let me just say that I think in terms of how this chair process is going, Miguel, is wrong. Essentially, I'd like to just clarify that with respect to what was being stated at several points, we are not attacking. Maybe you heard some things, you know, that I did. As a lab member, I am not attacking any of the other labs. What I've called for is that we continue the discussion. We have differing points of view on some things and some similar ones. In terms of the committee that I was proposing earlier that was kind of incorporated, to me, what we were talking about, Andy, was the process of trying to be much more inclusive and efficient in the period between now and whenever the labs as a group reach some agreement. And I just feel that if you're saying there's been a discussion on that listserv that none of us have been participating in, okay, that's news to me. Specifically as it pertains to what this meeting was about, which was moving off of the D.C. IPNB meeting, the lab meeting that occurred, and the tasks at hand, I'm proposing that those things can be best done by a committee rather than by one person. That would be the only issue that may be a challenge to you. I wasn't suggesting if it was one person that it be you, but I'm just suggesting that we don't even get into that discussion, and we have a committee of folks on the lab that actually try to develop issues as it pertains to the meeting and other proposals that we come up with.
I just want to say this, Miguel. I was out of the room for a while. But when you're representing other people, one of the things you got to do sometimes is to put your own views and interests in your back pocket sometimes to represent the interests of a collective, and it may be totally in opposition to your beliefs. And if you find that you can't do that, then you have to step aside and let somebody else do it.
You talking about chairing?
I'm talking about representing a group.
What I'm trying to see, look, I think that I challenge any of you in the lab who sometimes trying to pretend that sounds like a more democratic than anybody else. But when it comes to people participation, or people have the right to oppose certain point of view, I think that some people in this lab have some problem with it. And what I'm trying to see here is that the people think that they can do a better job because I opposed in the past and some of the model that I presented here. But it's still, even despite that, I think that at the time of this came, this is kind of getting really late for WBI Lab to maneuver, and I keep saying that, and I just want the people to see the dynamic that's going on. There's some issues here, and I don't think what is the problem is with some of those issues that are here. That those issues are clear. The requirement, the diversity requirement, it's a matter of number. Everybody's agreed on that. The grandparenting, people have agreed on that. I see. To me, I don't see how you're going to now at this. At this time of the game and say, okay, this is what we're going to do here. And let me tell you one thing. I mean, we are not, I mean, some of us are really old, okay? And I know where the people are coming from. And people should be clear about that. If people trying to play game here, I mean, okay, keep playing game. But I have a clear idea what the people trying to do here. And those issues are clear. Okay, the diversity requirement could be 50%, whatever last name that people want to put in there, and that's what the people are going to negotiate now. Those issues, and those issues are clear here. If you look at it, they are clear with sentence, and people should vote on that. I'm not afraid of anything. If the people think that they should, that they feel comfortable that I've not been represented in their position, fine. Okay, I didn't go to the national board member and or told of the lab to go against the constituency matter. I didn't. People made a position on their own. What I'm trying to call this lab, the attention is that they still some chance to talk with other labs and bring some item. Now, the attitude that I see here in this meeting and the attitude that I've been seeing when I talk to other people, and that's the attitude you're going to take, I can guarantee you that you're going nowhere, and I don't care how much philosophy you can put into that, because you won't fly. And that's the reality. I mean, I don't live in a fantasy world like some of you. I try to live the reality. And I can live with some of those issues. I don't care about grandparenting or not.
What is this?
I want to take personal objection to you talking about people living in a fantasy world.
Oh, yeah.
Because at an objective scale, a black man in America today who don't believe he's black and that their black issues to be represented, certainly is living in a fantasy world. The reality is, around this table, you need African Americans to be on this board, to be represented, and to be represented in the numbers that they've been denied historically in this population. And right now, African Americans are scarce on this board.
Why?
Mm. Yeah. I think the more general position is that I don't think you're saying
there's a resolution on the floor.
I think more generally, you've been addressing every issue in a very personal way. You've been reading into what people say in a way that is, I think, is beyond what is the proper use of your position.
Thank you.
So that no matter what that position is, I think that there's a motion on the floor presented by Mimi, which is that the board. Particularly, I find that there's no activity at all from that body since we've been in Washington. I don't want to further. We're very concerned. We feel this issue is extremely important to us. So we, grabbing the bull by the horn, we're saying we're going to initiate a dialogue. Notwithstanding what Andy said, which is true, but there's been dialogue taking place. We haven't been participating. So we should be a little bit more modest about it. I agree with that. However, that being said, we do not even mind using that venue. And I would mention that the people meeting in Washington didn't tell the people in New York, hey, what's the second? We had that listserv, you didn't participate, so where the hell are they getting off talking to us? Right. They accepted this new direct dialogue as a way to resolve this position. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest that Mimi made a suggestion that we engage the other boards actively as modified in the context of discussion that already took place. And I think that's what we don't involve. That's what we ask them for us to discuss and vote on.
Right. Thank you. Andy. Could I make an amendment? If there's going to be this discussion, could I urge that it involve the wider community, the bylaws committee, all the people who have been involved, that we're talking about sort of a massive dialogue attack. Why not use
the lab?
I think it should be limited to lab.
No, it's a lab.
Lab, Andy.
You don't have an impartial bylaws committee in this place?
But At this stage, I think it's pretty much sure.
Well, the lab members should have been part of the bylaws committee in some way on a regular basis. The whole purpose of the bylaws committee was an adjunct to the lab.
Now
the lab is doing all the decision making, but still the community should be involved as much as possible, and that was through the bylaws committee.
But the community's not here tonight. We have a lot of people here who are handing around signs that say New York supports KPFA. I didn't support KPFA's model. And this lab didn't support KPFA's model in majority. But those signs are here. Who's bringing those signs here?
But who cares about it?
That's right. Who cares? Except here, I'm talking about what Andy's saying.
No, but I know, but it's irrelevant.
It is irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
And they are irrelevant.
In the resolution,
I would suggest you vote, by the way.
I agree. I second.
Can you restate it?
I call the question.
I would just like to urge
Anthony.
I'm sorry.
That
the bylaws.
No, no, Anthony, can you read
Andy?
Read the resolution.
Yeah.
All I have so far, after several repeats, is the following motion: do outreach to other labs before IPNB January 31st meeting about positions of WBAI. Implicitly, it means the lab.
Okay. Yeah, the last position, but within the context of already taking discussion already taking place, the two place in Washington D.C.
Okay.
Maybe accept the amendment.
Can you give me a motion I can write down, please?
Okay, that's what I'm Anthony.
Anthony.
Can you phrase that in a way that
wait a minute.
We just had an amendment.
This discussion in Washington D.C. It was not like to me was not like really. There was the beginning of something of people trying to see
exactly.
Where people stand.
Exactly. And we engaged
in that continuation of the dialogue that started in Washington, D.C.
Right.
That's the nature of, I believe, Anthony's amendment. It's accepted and it's fine.
Okay. Y'all still don't have it there?
No, you have to put it there.
Can you read it? Can you read it to us?
All right. Do outreach to other labs before IPNB January 31st meeting about positions of WBAI as a continuation of the dialogue begun in D.C.
Is that okay with you?
What was your amendment?
That we incorporate what I had put on the agenda, that we incorporate the whole process of liaison between and among the various labs into the process of the outreach.
Point of information?
Well, that's what you were discussing when they get together.
That
has to be part of
it. Not you, Patty.
Right, it does have
well,
to be.
It does. Don't sweat it. As you know where that
is. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. It has been moved and seconded. Can we get a vote on it?
Can we get an amen?
Okay.
There were non-lab members after that,
I don't know if I can add a friendly amendment to that, to second
the participation. Or unitor.
Is the
question
on that? Is that? She decided not to accept.
I am not.
No, she hasn't heard it yet.
The friendly amendment was that you incorporate with the participation of the.
The friendly
community.
Amendment to me is not meaningful because the reality is the meetings are open. So anybody who wants to be in attendance will be in attendance. That's
right.
All.
No big.
Okay. There's no
which who's friendly?
The community. People being involved in the bylaw and
the
KPFA.
Yeah, it's
no big.
Place.
It's no big. It's no.
That's not the issue.
That's not a. I mean.
You know, wait,
the community
yes,
is. Yes, not, we don't have
don't
a problem with the
necessary.
Community.
Can't
it's not
really I said
there's
never
a
question. Yeah.
So go ahead.
So I don't see
okay.
Any need
okay.
For
it.
So
go ahead.
Okay. Okay. If people want to agree with the motion that Andy want to read it again,
I think we've got it.
Yeah, we've got it.
Okay. So if people want to agree with that motion, please raise their hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. People who oppose. 2, no abstention, passed by 8. Okay. All right.
If I may, just as a follow-up procedurally to that, I would like, just as a logistical, for a couple of if people would like to stay a little bit longer after the conclusion of this agenda to figure out how we will begin to institute that process. Yeah.
But I think it would be, after the conclusion of this agenda, you stating that to extend the meeting of the lab?
No, I'm just suggesting that.
Because otherwise what happens?
No, Miguel, I'm not perish the thought that we do that. I'm merely suggesting that if a few people want to, if this is going to happen, that we meet briefly to figure out the logistical process by which the vote will actually be realized. So it's a voluntary process.
Okay.
Okay. Where are we now in
all
the
right,
agenda?
We're going to see some of those issues. And my suggestion, I will, instead of taking some of those issues and taking positions on some of them, that we take some of those issues that already, based on support for it, and that the lab, WBI, vote on those issues.
Are you changing the agenda?
No, not at all.
Where are we on the agenda?
We're going to bring the
issues on. What item are we on the agenda?
Can I finish? I mean, look, let's be clear about that. Look, the people, I hate when the people trying to bully me. Okay?
No, nobody's bullying you. What point are we on the agenda?
Well, I'm just about to tell you. I'm just trying to make a recommendation. Okay?
Can you just answer my question? Where are we on the agenda?
Well, we don't know. We don't know, Earl. We're trying to figure it out. We don't really know because the meeting just hasn't gone according to the agenda.
Okay.
So let him tell us something.
Okay. This the first item in here will be number a local station board members. And what we stand on that and to see that there's already some recommendation. And also the second part will be manual election on local station board. What I'm trying to recommend to this body is that we take a look into the issues that we passed before and see those issues that got some support from other labs, and that could be something that we could be agreed with other labs and get those issues out of the way. That is my recommendation right now.
Okay.
Anthony.
Right. I think that's a reasonable proposal. I think it might be more effective if we were able to discuss the outreach policy issue first, because I think that may be something that might actually be simpler, since, as we already know, the size of the board is that's been proposed is different from the model that the lab here accepted, and there might be fairly extensive discussion as to whether or not we want to just accept that range. What was it, 16 to 24?
16 to 24.
Right, and so that might be more discussion. I think that we may be able to reach some agreement on outreach, since there seemed to be at the meeting of the labs some support for the issue of outreach that was expressed, and I would just suggest that we might be able to address that.
Before we go into that, I want to discuss for a few minutes until the time. It's almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we're trying to see if we can put a limit to this meeting, and I don't know how much more time we would have in trying to reach out some agreements on all those issues. So I would suggest that we go for another 30 minutes.
To finish
the meeting.
Right.
I don't know how far we can get in 35 minutes. But
okay. One other policy, procedural question. We had set. I for one had thought that the January 5th date was a different date. I didn't know they were going to get back to us quite that quick. The date that Leslie told us is when the IPMB is getting back to us, meaning all the labs. So our next meeting is scheduled, the first Tuesday is the 7th,
mm-hmm.
Which comes, after that, which is part of why people need to meet, because just operationally, we don't even have another meeting, and we have to take care of some things based on, the motion. So maybe we can...
let's discuss that, and then maybe we need to keep checking or consult with some of the labs and some of those issues, and then maybe in the 7th after the extension a few days, and on the 7th we have the meeting, and then we,
I don't know they're going to buy that. I think what Anthony has said and what you have said justifies that we should consider at least some of these items so that we're not left completely out of the boat when it leaves the dock. We have done nothing on any of these items, and we probably won't meet before January the 5th, and I, for one, do not want to be a member of a board that its only legacy is inaction.
Okay, on that very pungent statement. By the way, the order that you have here of the votes of the National Board, is it the same? It deal with the items in the same order that the agenda is presented?
Yeah, not
so,
really. No.
Well, this is, so pretty much we can go here and look at the board vote. The first item here corresponds to the first one and so on.
Approximately, yeah. Okay. I might have made some slips.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right, in terms of that outreach, can we just see if we can see how far we can go tonight in terms of those items? And I mean, this will be the outreach in terms of the put some orders in here. So I will recommend the grandparenting could be the next thing to look at it.
So we're skipping the number of local.
Well, just
why,
to
don't,
see,
why don't we just go down the line, starting with one?
Number of local. Item here because they didn't even the 50.
Okay, number of local. 16 to 24.
Okay.
We already decided on that.
No, we have not.
No, we did.
Oh, we supported. So we supported 36.
We supported 36.
Oh, 36. Okay. All right, 36 is fine with me too.
That's how we vote.
Now, maybe we get a suggestion on the grandparenting. It's an easier topic for us. Maybe we should think that first.
Well, because we're
all
in that.
All of those
outreach, where's that?
The reason for that is that these are the labs supporting it. These labs supporting it. It's just a matter of we'll put four labs supporting the grandparenting.
We voted on this. The term even grandparenting is one that came up.
I'm in favor of grandparenting.
It came out of this lab already. Why are we discussing it again?
Because there is another problem with there, which is the number.
The number of people who will be grandparents.
And by whom? And there's two issues there. Grandparenting, one.
Yeah.
How many
will be grandparents?
And by whom? It's a third issue.
By whom?
By whom, right.
What do you mean by
like by whom? Some people are proposing that should be done by the labs. Some other people are proposing that should be done by the members.
Oh no, grandparenting should be done by the labs.
But that's your position.
Once.
That's right.
Question?
That's right.
I'm putting I make the motion.
Okay, wait.
Question. When did this lab vote on grandparenting?
The lab.
Maybe you weren't here.
I don't. Is it in your notes?
No, it's not in my notes.
There's no record of this.
But the thing is, that also people need to read that thing in back. But my recollection is that the lab vote grandparenting.
All right. So now,
how many?
No, we didn't vote in how many.
Do it again because.
Okay.
Wait.
He said it
wouldn't
take long.
So I have to take it on faith.
No.
I would offer a motion.
What do you think?
Okay,
before making the motion, can we just go into all the items maybe that we can...
No, let's...
The grandparenting. Grandparenting. I would offer a motion that grandparenting would be decided by the board.
By the lab.
Can I get a second? I mean, the lab. The lab.
Can we just have a discussion about it?
Oh.
Is that a motion?
We're already in favor of it.
I second the motion.
Yeah. We're already in favor of it. Okay, it has been moved and properly seconded that the grandparenting will be decided by the lab. All in favor?
All in favor. No discussion. I just want to know. No discussion about that.
But why are we voting something?
Wait,
by the way, can I ask a question? Do you know that the KPFA model, the KPFA lab voted to permit grandparenting of up to one third of the listening members?
Yeah.
Listeners, a member seat?
Yeah, but they.
Okay,
they
that's
go,
all right.
They
okay,
can go any other way.
Yeah.
That's how they voted for it.
I understand. I'm saying we should. I would be in favor. I'm making a suggestion that as we do that, we look at how the board voted, and I wish we could put why and what were the numbers. It's not there. And the national board. And then see what the different positions are. And see what we
the idea is that I think you should break down and have a discussion.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
Instead of the, I mean, grandparenting, fine, we vote on that.
Yeah.
And then by whom, we take another vote, and how many should be grandparenting. I think that should break down that discussion.
Okay. If we have agreed on the grandparent thing, but it's not in the record. I think we should put it on the record right now.
Okay. Andy, we want to put it on the record.
Point of information.
Decide on, once we've decided that we do support grandparents, we decide how many, and then by whom.
By whom, all right.
Anthony.
Yeah, the short version is, what we noted was that in the review of the various models, both the KPFA and the constituency, the issue of grandparenting was included. And in the discussion with the labs, it was pointed out that in voting to support the constituency model, as it was called, the model of inclusion, that there was a general position on grandparenting. Now, the more specific issues had to do with percentages, and there was a discussion among the labs in D.C., and it might be useful to
go to a motion to
put ourselves on the record in supporting of grandparenting.
Yes. Okay, the point again is, by voting to support one of the two models that incorporated it, and this was discussed at the time, that there was a support for grandparenting already. So that just because it was called for to re-vote now is not necessarily the deciding issue or the crux issue. One of the things might be useful to support that, but you may want to at least get into what was being proposed at some point, since we're already on record for supporting a model that was comprehensive and incorporated that.
There's a question about whether we are on record.
Well, we're on record for voting to support a model.
Why don't we make a note, just to make you know, that we, in the last meeting, we vote to grandparenting.
But it wasn't reflected in the minutes.
But I have from the KPFA what KPFA voted.
Can we just go ahead and say,
and they will be
so there's no opposition that we vote before in grandparenting. This is this WBI lab position. We did vote on that.
Yes.
Did we? Okay, so just to make a note and put on the record that we did.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay. Right. So that is done. Yeah. So we don't need to vote on that.
So it was a majority.
So we keep that position. That's what I'm hearing here. Okay, now the other part of that will be by whom and the next...
How many?
And then by whom should be who should be grandparenting?
Let me just mention.
Can we just go first?
I'm only going to bring up what KPFA passed in their board. They said half the listener members for 1 year at the option of the lab. That's exactly the way they. That's what.
But Andy has 1/3 here. Which one is correct?
I'm reading right from Carol Spooner's email.
Okay, there's a mistake then.
No.
She said
more information. Yeah, Lee.
Yeah.
Right. That's really not the operate. Let me just in the meeting that took place among the labs, the KPFA lab chair, if I may, indicated that while in their present, what is currently in operation, they have 1/2 or 50%, and there's turnover. So they're making some decisions and looking at the question of grandparenting in the context of what they're already doing. But there was a proposal that the labs consider as a whole whether or not they would be able to support that up to, on the question of grandparenting,
up to
1/3 of a lab of an existing, local board, let's call it the lab, could be grandparented, and that no more than or up to 1/3, one-third of the new station boards or local boards would be grandparenting. So that was the particulars there. You know, it's not a big, to me, you know, these are issues that are not going to be the crises.
Were you suggesting that as a model for us?
So I was only suggesting the framework.
Okay, but yeah, okay.
So that they're right.
So we have to accept it.
Yeah.
So we could say up to, which is a very good way to put it.
So the question, up to, so yeah, the question is, do you
maybe only two of us would want to be
grandparents? Are you supporting one third, one half? I'm just saying what
exactly.
We're presenting.
Up to what?
So
I think one third is that.
Okay, it was also proposed that all grandparenting would be for 1 year term.
One third.
No, the length. The question was about the term.
Okay. 1 year.
Yeah.
Also for the trustee only.
Yeah.
Okay. Because up to one third.
No more. It will be. You're gonna have a lesson.
Do we vote on that?
Is any opposition to that? Up to
one third.
One third
for 1 year.
To serve for 1 year. Opposition to that?
No.
Commitment.
Wait, guys.
You oppose that motion?
No.
Okay. One. To grandparenting for 1 year. Up to one third.
For the first year only.
For the first year. Yes. Is that clear? No opposition to that. People in favor of that motion, please raise their hands.
Okay.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Opposition. Opposed?
Opposition, you just
said. One. Abstention. Three. All right. Now the next question is.
Can somebody say very quickly that would actually happen? Which one of those? How would select those individuals? How they would be selected?
That's a separate question.
Are we leaving it behind?
Well, no, I think the board voted on an earlier resolution on the fact that it would come from the board. No.
So no, I said that tonight. That it should come from the board.
That's what you said earlier.
Yeah.
The first resolution.
Yeah. No? Earlier tonight. Just tonight, not some other time.
Tonight. Did we vote on that?
No, we didn't vote on it.
No.
Okay.
That's the next thing.
Okay.
Is by whom?
Okay. By whom?
So people want to wait for that second step.
Another point of information.
Okay.
Does that up to one third require diversity?
That's my only concern. I wouldn't care.
I would say yes.
The whole board.
Yeah.
Okay, but we have to put that into the motion.
But that grandparenting be
the
concern been that we would be
right.
No diversity in that grandparenting. It's not about.
But suppose none of us really wants to.
But that
become part of that one third.
The issue that has always been a problem. And there were emails about it where there's some people who were rejected from membership who wanted to be on board, and the answer was yes, because they would have assumed it and buried any potential for diversity whatsoever. And my concern about the grandfathering is, and that was the primary concern, is that we will not have the diversity which has been the fundamental thing of this board.
The vote has been
I think the requirement, we can add that and make it
so that we feel like I have to.
I think that the requirement, I think that is...
I think we have to add it.
We want diversity.
Yeah.
Okay, I make a motion that we add to that previous motion that it include diversity requirement as of 50%
in grandparenting,
women and people of color.
People of color in terms of the NAACP.
Hi, people who agree that we should add. Can you just read the motion to make sure that we get it right there?
I'm not sure. Is that the whatever it is, grandparenting is, it includes.
Okay, 1 second.
Diversity,
that
which is undefined as yet.
I thought you said diversity.
Yeah, well, see, let me just comment. I mean, the point was diversity is not and should not, cannot be, was not ignored. What happened was that the whole question of diversity, at that term that, you know, what I understand it to mean is there was a discussion back and forth about inclusion of various communities, including women, people of color, and that would have to incorporate all components of the board. For instance, if there's a grandparenting component, it has to incorporate that. And there was language that was proposed I believe, do you have John?
But I've been thinking here, like, is that going to be, I mean, people doesn't, I just wanted to tell the number, because my experience with other labs, that Naive in Washington Labs, which is being basically by some members of Washington Labs who is pushing the grandparenting, they are not even themselves will want to stay in the lab, which is, I question. But they want to put that in there. Some members. So that was a big problem that I hope not have to revisit it again in Washington, D.C. But there's other labs that basically, Houston lab doesn't want grandparenting. I mean, well, they are agreed on that, but nobody from Houston lab wants
to be grandparenting.
Grandparenting. They wanted to be part of the election process. The KPFA doesn't care about that because they have an election. They don't have that problem. But they will support, and Anthony can... correct me if I'm wrong, they were supporting that because of Washington Labs. Yeah. And they will have some concern about Washington Labs. Right. And KPFA.
Is it
too
black?
Well, my.